Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
First topic this morning, two words, paid leave.
Yes, private businesses around New York State are already beginning the process of collecting a very small amount of money from the paychecks of their employees to provide for paid family leave. When it was signed by the governor last year after being passed by the legislature, it was heralded as being a great program. There's only one glitch. State employees don't automatically get it. And that's because it has to be worked out in the contracts with the various top state employee unions. And that hasn't happened yet. The State Workers' Compensation Board pointed to a statute that says that this has to be worked into the contracts that covers their employment. Meanwhile, private employers are beginning the process, and paid family leave mandates that the employers will provide benefits initially up to 8 weeks of leave time, where employees will get 50% of their average weekly wage while they're out attending to family illnesses and helping family members, etc. And it's getting praise from across the country as being a lead in workplace justice.
From there to Troy, New York, where a series of fires and shootings has residents there on edge. And to that end, there was a meeting last night.
The city police department is enduring a tough summer this year. Department leaders and some police officers went before the city council's public safety committee to talk about it last night. Chief John Tedesco said the department's leadership is having difficulty responding to the arsons and the spikes in violent crime because of constrictions in the city's contract with the local police union. Meanwhile, the rank and file officers see themselves as being underpaid and not being listened to. In particular, Troy's North Central section has grabbed the headlines. They've had a homicide, a shooting, and a rash of arsons in the last few weeks. The police department is dealing with staffing shortages. Six are out on administrative leave while there's a criminal investigation underway. Chief Tedesco says it's just been difficult getting to the bargaining table and making plans for a new contract that will resolve some of these issues. They have mandatory overtime issues, and it's been a challenge to leadership. Meanwhile, the PBA has gone without a raise for about 6 years. The union has filed for an arbitration to try to secure a raise for its members. And from the sounds of it at last night's meeting, both sides are really at odds as they're trying to deal with a lot on their plate.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, you can go to timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.